As Republican and Democratic lawmakers flowed out of the theater, most seemed to approve of Kasich's general tone as he emphasized the need for people to help and support their community. Republican Representative Mike Duffy enjoyed the positive message.
He's appealing to the kinder, gentler side of what everyone's reacting to in national politics and in state politics today, just thinking about how do we be human beings with each other instead of politicians.
And while Kasich didn't talk about specific policies, such as newly proposed gun regulations and an overhaul to education, Duffy says he's still expecting the administration to push for those measures. Democratic Representative Dan Ramos agreed that Kasich touched on a lot of important issues and problems.
But without mentioning, and then we have to fix this. In fact, so much of what he said, unfortunately, was, well, look, we can't fix everything. You know, we had infant mortality, we have poverty. There's more work to do. We can't fix everything. It's like, okay, but you've been in charge for 8 years now with your party in control of both houses. And let's see those policies, because unfortunately, the same problems we had then, we still have now.
While he appreciated the references to philosophers and great thinkers, Republican Representative Andy Thompson said the speech was hard to follow at times, a sentiment shared by others in attendance. Thompson said he'd like to see the governor, the House, and the Senate finish this year strong.
I guess what I hope most from this speech is that we will run through the tape. I think we've got some things that we can get accomplished. And you know, what I would encourage him to do is to focus here on the state and not think about that next level or wherever he's going. Hopefully we can get some good things done in Ohio.
Democratic Representative Alicia Reese saw the speech as a fitting farewell to Kasich's time in office, seeing the lack of details as a message that it's now up to the legislature.
He continued to say that he did the best he could, and now I think it's in the hands of the General Assembly. And so, you know, it's going to be up to the General Assembly to come back and work and get some legislation as it relates to gun legislation.
Several lawmakers talked about the proposed education overhaul that would create a mega education department with a director that answers directly to the governor. Most said to expect changes to that bill, something that the governor's office is expected to play a role in. In Westerville, Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.